I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, October 21st. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch spent over a half an hour last night explaining the city's $1.6 billion in debt to the Quincy City Council. Koch broke the debt down to what he called three buckets, including the pension obligation bond, the district improvement financing, and the general obligation debt. The mayor reiterated that Quincy is in good financial shape and has a total of $442 million in excess levy capacity that could be tapped. The mayor also said Quincy is right in the middle of the average property tax rate in Massachusetts. Since 2021, Koch says values in Quincy properties have increased 32%. Dozens packed the meeting at City Hall last night, concerned about the mayor's 79% salary increase set to take effect in 2028, as well as proposed statues outside the new public safety complex. Lawsuits are pending over both issues. The mayor said Quincy has good schools and is a safe and clean city. Former Massachusetts State Trooper Michael Proctor fired over misconduct allegations after Karen Reed's first trial has withdrawn his appeal to get his job back days before hearings were set to resume this week. Members of the Massachusetts Civil Service Commission were expected to resume today in Proctor's appeal, which began in August. Now that Proctor has withdrawn his appeal, the next step will be that the commission issues an order of dismissal based on that withdrawal. In March, a three-member trial board found Proctor guilty of violating four department policies, including sending insulting text messages about Reed, sharing sensitive information about Reed's case with people from outside law enforcement, creating an image of being biased against Reed, and drinking while on duty in connection with an unrelated cold case. In August, Proctor's lawyer, Daniel Moynihan, argued that the investigation of Proctor was rushed under political pressure, and there was no evidence that his client's personal feelings about Reed influenced the case or violated policy. But State Police Attorney Stephen Carley said the conduct rules apply at all times. In his now withdrawn written appeal, Proctor said he was never disciplined prior to this case, and that all messages in question were sent on a personal phone while he was off duty, with an expectation of his right to privacy. Ultimately, Proctor said that he was treated unfairly. For years, officials in Massachusetts have been working to secure federal funding to help replace the Cape Cod bridges, which are 90 years old and considered functionally obsolete. Now, a significant amount of the funding appears to be in jeopardy. More than $11 billion in funding for lower priority projects will be paused by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, according to the White House. White House Budget Director Russell Vogt said in a social media post the funding disruption was the result of the government shutdown, which he blamed on the Democrats. While Vogt didn't mention the Cape Cod bridges by name, Massachusetts leaders immediately began to raise the alarm over the future of the critical infrastructure project. The Sagamore and Bourne bridges are currently owned by the federal government and operated by the Army Corps of Engineers. The Massachusetts Department of Transportation is leading the replacement project, and the state will take over operations after the new bridges are built. Governor Healey and members of the congressional delegation said that they were being left in the dark by the Trump administration, and that the funding for the bridge replacements was already lawfully appropriated. No more information came over the weekend, and the Healey administration has not heard any updates from the federal government as of yesterday. MassDOT estimates it will cost about $4.5 billion to replace the two bridges. Healey and the congressional delegation have secured a total of $1.72 billion in federal funding for the project. The Army Corps has committed $350 million to the Sagamore Bridge and $250 million to the Bourne. The Healey administration pledged to contribute more than $700 million in state funding. The Fall River Fire Chief is recommending safety improvements after the Gabriel House fire that killed 10 in July. Chief Jeffrey Bacon noted several challenges that firefighters faced that night after a fire broke out in a room at the facility. He said that when crews arrived on scene that night, there was no evacuation ongoing. He recommended that the department increase the number of firefighters employed. He noted that the national response is 42 firefighters within 10 minutes, but the Fall River Department only had 33 on scene within 15 minutes. He said the building presented several issues for crews, including a lack of fire doors that would have helped prevent the spread of smoke and heat throughout the building. He mentioned 27 residents were rescued with ground ladders, including several who had to be saved from bathroom windows because air conditioners had been installed in their bedroom windows. He noted that the singular elevator had been involved in the fire and couldn't be used to help residents evacuate who had mobility issues. Firefighters were able to save 58 residents that night, but 10 died from the fire. Around 30 were injured. Several of the residents are now suing the residents, owners, and Fire Systems, Inc., which was responsible for inspecting fire alarms and sprinklers at the building. He emphasized that crews did not have constant communication during the rescue, particularly over the radio. He recommended that everything be announced over the radio, even when assignments are given in person. Also recommended all residents be trained on how to properly shelter in place during a fire, and that fire drills, pre-fire plans, and inspections are invaluable to improving safety. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow soared 515 points. The NASDAQ added 310, and the S&P is up 71. Asian stocks also advanced. The euro slipped. The dollar rose. Oil at $57 a barrel. In sports, Bruins are home tonight against the Panthers at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny and high of 66 degrees. Cloudy tonight and a low around 50. Tomorrow, some rain in the morning and then clouds for the rest of the day, high 65. Sunshine returns Thursday, a high of 61. Friday, mostly sunny, high 58. The marine forecast calls for 2-foot waves, southwest winds, 10 to 15, gusting to 25. Small craft advisory is in effect. High tide, 11:57 a.m. Sunrise, 7:03, sets at 5:52. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, October 21st.